Hello, welcome to Newspox. It's Wednesday the 4th of October, Chris Lowe from the Pet Shop Boys' birthday.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Chris
birthday,
Lowe.
Chris.
All our love. Do you still love him?
A little bit, only just, you know, for old time's sake.
Yeah.
It's been a good 17 years since I was in the full bloom of passion for big gay Chris Lowe.
And when did the full bloom start? Of passion?
About 12.
How many years is that? 20, roughly?
14. Right, so what's the news? Stop, sit down, because you're distracting me with your wiggling. And tell me some news.
Prince William, him and his mates at Sandhurst, they'd had a hard day learning about
guns. Putting guns together really quickly, polishing the shoes.
No, it was about, you know, what to do in a big crisis, that kind of thing.
Make a list.
And they said, oh, what should we do tonight? We need to blow off some steam. And someone said, hey, what about bingo? Bet you won't come to bingo, Wills. And he said, perfect, let's all go.
So they went to bingo.
Off they went. All the old people in there got very excited and were going, are you Prince William? And he was going, no, I'm a lookalike. You know, to get them off his back, and then he went, no, actually, I am, and then he signed their bingo cards, and he played bingo for an hour.
Did he win anything?
No. Nope.
Wouldn't it be funny if he won the jackpot?
It would have been.
It would have been funny.
The Sun speculated, would he have shouted house or palace? But I mean, it's not to do with where you live, is it? You could say flat, people don't say flat.
No.
Old people's home.
Tenth yurt. Has the BBC... I love that they express that. It's boring as always. I don't know why I would buy it. We should stick to Metro and tabloids. Has the BBC banned Fiona Bruce from wearing this cross? Is the big picture of Fiona Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
The sexy, but I find slightly repellent newsreader. Not as bad as Natasha Kaplinsky, though. I don't like these newsreaders who spend the whole time showing their asses off on children in need. I think it's unnecessary. Has BBC banned Fiona Bruce from wearing this cross? She's got a necklace with a small cross on it.
And the answer is...
See page 5. I mean, there's a big article, there's two pictures of her headlines. It's when you get about 6 paragraphs in, it goes, however, Oxford-educated mother of two, Miss Bruce, 42, is not believed to have been asked to remove the jewellery. So the answer is no.
So that's a non-story made the front page.
Yep. Here's a serious story. North Korea have started kicking up about their testing nuclear weapons again, so we're going to give it a go. And everyone's a bit angry about it, but what they've done is put a picture here of Kim Jong-il and George Bush. Both not together, they don't hang out, but they both look very jolly separately. So they've the Express illustrated that with quite cute pictures of them looking smiley.
Oh, don't you start with the George Bush is cute.
No, I don't think it's cute. I mean, it's a smiley picture of him. Prince Charles last night had a close encounter with a man.
Yeah.
Nobody knew who he was.
Yeah.
He'd got in to see the History Boys, which I'm quite interested in seeing.
Yeah. I noticed you
were. I think it's about schoolboys. he was in the premiere, and then there was a line-up afterwards of people involved in the film and involved in the Prince's Trust charity, who screened an advert. As a trailer, and he just went to his mates. I'm going to get it. I've got a bet with you. I'm going to go in. I'm going to shake hands with Prince Charles. You see if I don't. He just stood in the lineup and got to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, there's a big security scare. The man got arrested and everything, which seems a bit, you know, shutting the stable door after the horse has bolted. Interestingly, this is how much of a threat he was. Mr. King, who lives in a luxury apartment off London's Oxford Street, was unrepentant. So he's a posho anyway. He's a rich posho. Shook hands with Prince Charles at film premiere. Nobody knew who he was. Does it matter? No.
No, people shake hands with us all the time. Nobody arrests them.
No.
And people go...
Apart from saying that little tickly thing.
Peaches Geldof. This is made front page news.
Yes.
She was in Urban Outfitters on Oxford Street. She picked up a coat. She was wandering around the shop with it. She was going to buy it, but she was having a look around first. Security came and said, are you going to pay for that? She went, yeah.
That's not what I've heard.
What did you hear?
I've heard that she bought something from Urban Outfitters. She went out the door. The alarms went off. They checked her bags. There was nothing in there. They let her go. It was a mistake. That sometimes happens. If you've been to another shop, they have a different set of alarms. sometimes they'll set, or a stereo sometimes can set off the alarms.
Either way, nothing happened.
Peaches Girl did not steal anything, but still, shoplifters for Peaches is the front page of The Guardian. This fella who killed all the Amish girls, turns out he was a pervert, like I said he was. It's almost as if I sort of knew. But then, weirdly, he's haunted by something he did when he was 20 years ago, and he would have been 12 then, so he was a child himself. So, you know, he's a child, I don't know. But apparently he's saying that he molested some relatives aged between 3 and 5, but they haven't found out who it was yet. And it's quite a sad story, really. It's a real shame he didn't just kill himself, frankly. You can see why he did. He's obviously tormented. He'd had a daughter who died as a baby, and then everything got all fucked up in his head, and then he started thinking about molesting children again, but he hadn't done anything. And then he was trying to prevent himself from doing that. But at the same time, what he did was hold hostage a load of girls who lived in a backwards community. He had a list of things he was going to take: rope, wood, flashlight, batteries, earplugs, binoculars, KY. It's not very nice. Wrenches, hose, tools. This is what he was planning to do. I don't think he did actually do anything to him. I think he just killed himself and shot them all in the head, obviously. It's a shame he just couldn't.
I was thinking, though. Obviously, it's awful.
Obviously, he's got a terrible conscience about it, and this is why he's confessed and da-da-da. So he obviously knew what he was doing was wrong, and it's a shame he just couldn't just do himself in.
But it has drawn attention to this community, though.
Well, surely the film Witness did that in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah, have you ever seen Witness?
No.
You'd like it. Harrison Ford's in it.
Ooh.
It's Harrison Ford and Kelly McGillis. And there's a little boy who is an Amish boy. He later went on to be in some films. I think he was in Mars Attacks and some other things. And he sees a murder being done in a bathroom at a train station. And then he has to go and police have to try and find out, but he's really backwards, he doesn't really understand, and he has to go live in the city. And Harrison Ford then, in his guardian is an Amish Kelly McGillis, who's a fox. And then Harrison Ford is the detective, has to try and winkle out news from the boy, and then he does it with Kelly McGillis, and then she says, tell you what, I'm well into technology now, I've had a bit of Ford cock, put me in some slutty clothes and give me a Walkman.
Kerry McGillis.
I've not actually seen it.
I've got one of her tops.
See?
Yeah. Bought it in a thrift shop in Philadelphia. There's a little tag on it saying Kerry McGillis wore this.
Kelly McGillis.
Yeah. And I
no, but it was yours worn by Kerry McGillis.
Well, it must be Kelly McGillis. And I bought it, and my mum said, ooh, I wondered about this ago, and I said,
Who's Kelly McGillis?
I don't know who she is. So she's a has-been.
She's in Top Gun.
Never seen that either.
You've never seen?
I don't watch films really very much.
I'm getting you Top Gun on DVD for your birthday. You'll love it, it's really gay.
David Cameron, he's really pissed off the Labour Party.
Is he?
By saying NHS. I want to save it. It's brilliant. And they're going, oh, shit.
That was our thing.
We said education. What we'll have to pretend that we think that's a bad idea now, even though we think it's a good idea.
Here's a nice picture of George Osborne doing a pout. Boris Johnson... I'm on the Tory party, so I'm just going to talk about it now, even though I've not got the page in front of me. He said that Jamie Oliver
should shut up.
Should shut up, and why shouldn't parents push pies through railings if they want to? Oh, here it is. And he's really annoyed about the whole car seat thing, where you have to have booster seats for children who are small. And he's saying, when I was growing up, we all bounced around like peas in a rattle. Did it do us any harm? Brilliant. So they're under pressure. That is weird because he's insulted all of Liverpool. He's insulted Ken Bigley. He's insulted all of Papua New Guinea as well.
Yeah.
So anyway, he suddenly turns on Jamie Oliver, that there's real cries to sack him. Everyone's up in arms about it. So it's Jamie Oliver. I'm sure he can take it. And he's not saying, he's just basically saying Jamie Oliver's good and he's right. But at the same time, it's up to the parents.
Yeah.
It's not, he's arguing against the nanny state. I think Boris is great.
Yeah. And you know, it's right, we don't want a nanny state. How many times these days do you get, Yeah,
that's a very Thatcherite way of being.
Some red tape, and you go, oh, fuck's sake.
Croaking.
But it's a very Thatcherite thing. And Anne Widdecombe does a column in the Daily Express, and she said, well, she pointed out that Bournemouth is always really windy. And if you go in there for your party conference, none of the female MPs have their hair done because it's just going to get blown off. she says that we're all Thatcherites now, and actually all the policies that now that are at work are all very much part of Thatcherism, and so the whole privatisation thing, and you know, everything's very unsocialist now. And she's pointed out, she's very sensible really, this is what the Conservatives should be thinking about. Providing for an old age which will be longer and longer, saving the planet, sourcing energy effectively, meeting the terrorist threat abroad and at home, rebuilding respect for the family, providing increasingly sophisticated medicine, reducing welfare dependency, getting rigour back into education, and making Britain safe and orderly. That's what she says. She's right, really.
Very good, but you know...
Very common sense.
You know, she's...
Anne Widdecombe is a notorious virgin, Zina.
Well...
Not anymore, is that what you're saying? Not after Bournemouth.
She's also having a way with her Momo loves X.
He's definitely got a type, isn't he?
Oh, he has got a type.
She looked nice when she was on Question Time this week.
So you've heard that she's a virgin?
Everyone knows that.
Why? She go and spouting it?
Yeah.
Does she?
Yeah. Never
heard her say it. She never said it to me.
I mean, it's none of your business, really, but she's told me.
She's told you. Bradley Walsh.
You're still on page three, aren't you?
Bradley Walsh had a waxwork made of him. It was awful. It was for Madame
Yeah, it's a waxwork.
It was awful. He said, they changed it. It's still awful. It's been melted down. Look it up.
They're going to turn it into... That was the man who always mixed up with Bradley Walsh. Brian Connolly.
Oh yeah, very similar actually, very similar.
Now, page 19 of the Express.
Yeah.
Vicar is facing calls to quit for saying there's a nip in the air. And you go, oh, this is outrageous. He just said that it's a bit cold and he's being forced to quit because he used the word nip. No, what he's actually being sacked for, if you read a bit further, is for making the following joke. The temperature has dropped at night quite sharply and in the mornings have a decidedly autumnal feel to them. There's a little nip in the air. Which is what they said when they hanged the Japanese criminal. Clearly, that is quite offensive. What he's done is make jokes about hanging Japanese criminals. not just saying there's a nip in the air. Yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't sack him because... I don't know.
You wouldn't be asked to. You don't have the authority to.
Well, no, it's not about my job. But I do think he should be given a slap on the wrist for being a dreadful racist.
Yeah. Knife Man.
Mm-hmm.
He was an illegal immigrant.
What Knife Man? Oh, the man who tried to
give Sherry a Chelsea smile. But this is probably my favourite story of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Dwarf News. A dwarf is facing jail after claiming more than £8,650 in benefits while appearing in Christmas Panto. William Evans, 51, admitted 6 charges between 2001 and 2004. Evans of Wellingborough, Northants, claimed he is illiterate and said his estranged wife always filled out his forms.
Yeah, he could read the script for Snow White though, couldn't he?
Yeah.
Apparently 90% of dwarves are in equity.
I can imagine that.
I've slightly made that up, but it's a high number.
I'm sure it is. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Shoe shines.
Getting chewing gum off the pavements. The thing is, though, with the jail, if they do put him in prison, they have to get special bars closer together.
They're often quite bad,
they've got big heads, though, haven't they? Paul McGann's on the market again.
Wicked!
He just split from his wife after 15 years.
Are any of the McGanns? Can we double date of the McGann brothers?
I'm sure there must be a like.
There must be another one.
apparently, he once said to her, this is his ex-wife, she was my idea of beautiful, dark-skinned and dark hair. He's now with his new girlfriend, who's fair-skinned.
New girlfriend? Who is she?
Fair-haired actress Susanna Harker. Won't last.
Susanna Harker? Yeah. Cool.
Won't last. So yeah, maybe we should go.
Get ourselves some McGanns.
I'd have any of them. All of them.
I can't tell the difference. Yeah.
I know the one who was on the upper hand.
That's Joe.
Joe. The rest of them all look the same, but they're all gorgeous.
A frog was caught in a bunch of tropical flowers, and he made a 4,000 mile trip to Britain, mm-hmm. and he just licked the paper that the flowers were wrapped in, and that kept him hungry. And then he went.
Kept him hungry.
Cool. He's called Carlos now. He's been to Berlin and Holland, and then Heathrow, and then he was found in Poole.
Is he going to make friends with that hamster that went travelling?
Well, he's in Scotland now, so probably not. But he's gonna go and hang out in the oceanarium in Bournemouth, I think. Not that he's from the ocean. There's a man proposed to his girlfriend. They've been together 10 years, and he said, "Let's go on a helicopter ride, that'd be nice, for our anniversary." And then he's got all the kids at the school where they both went to spell out "marry me" on the football pitch. And she went, "No." No, that's really unoriginal. They did that in Meet the Parents.
Well, so sweet. I bet if you homed in on these kids, I bet they're all going like that.
Yeah, probably. That's flicking the V.
Yeah.
That's a visual joke.
A horse walks into a bar and the barman says...
"Why the long face?"
No, it doesn't. It says, "Usual." Because at the Nag's Head, Peggy the cart horse is a regular.
How appropriate.
She goes in and she likes a pint of John Smith and a packet of pickled onion crisps. Corona gets around it every time though. He doesn't mind. And no one bats an eyelid. The interesting thing is that it's a Shire horse, so it must be a very big door.
It must be, yeah. Maybe it's got saloon doors like double. Alan Titchmarsh has written a book. They're publishing extracts from it in The Express. Today it's all about donkey rides at Blackpool. Tomorrow, the day that Alan sent the school bully packing, it's called No Butt Lad, or No Butter Lad, which I think it's called Knob... Maybe it's Knob Butt a Lad. Certainly, anyway, it's about his knob and his butt.
And he's a lad. Yep, that's Mum's Christmas present for him.
The mayor ogles my breasts. That's my favourite headline in the Daily Express today. The story was boring. It's basically about a mayor who ogled some breasts. Fat cat.
Fat pussy.
He goes in a kennel so he doesn't get wet.
Too stone of pussy. Hasn't got any mates. All the other cats are scared of him. He is massive.
It's a bruiser.
But looks sweet.
I'm out of news now. I think
Tesco's have announced their half year's pre-tax profits.
They've made loads of money.
Over £1 billion in 6 months. That's getting on for as good as us, isn't it?
It's not bad, that. Oh, that's that woman. I saw that woman in Wagamama's the other day. She walked past us. She's an actress. She's apparently in Touching Evil tonight.
Did she play the bees?
I sort of recognised her and went, "Oh, I know her from somewhere." I couldn't work out if it's a real life person or an actress, but it's her. She's quite short.
Chris Moyles had to go to hospital. He collapsed yesterday. I think it's because he's a big fat bastard. And now this is the bizarre column in The Sun, and they said, "Here's Lily Allen ditching her trademark chav style."
She seems to be wearing a denim dress.
I don't think she's...
I would say that's more chavvy than what she'd normally wear.
Is she known for being a chav?
Not really.
I think so.
She wears ball gowns and chainers, we've discussed this.
Yeah, it's not.
Who's that man with all his muscles?
Matthew McConaughey.
He's very muscly. He's practically going out with...
You don't know who he is, but you know who he's going out with.
I know who he is. I couldn't see from here at all. I could just see his muscles.
Who's he going out with?
Oh, I can't remember. Famous.
Oh, how to survive a plane crash.
This was on telly last night, wasn't it?
Dunno.
It was. I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it.
It sounded too scary for me.
But pay more attention when you get on the plane. Look for your nearest exit and count.
We make you do that.
Count the rows of seats between you and the exit. So if it all goes dark, you can count it and you know when you're out.
That's good.
And don't help anybody else. Look at number one. Oh, and a final story.
Mm-hmm.
a sign has gone up in a park saying, beware, pears might fall on your head, and, you know, we're not going to be responsible for if a pear falls on your head. The tree's been there for 50 years, and everyone's going, God, it's political correctness gone bad.
I'll tell you what, it was like when we went to the post office earlier, and they said, be careful when you put your parcels in this post box, because it's got a flap on it, and if you put your hand in it, you might get stuck. It's like...
Well, you'd have had to have very fat hands.
You would, it was a big post box.
Like shovels, they were all over her.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.